Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. In this segment, we hear from Bemidji women who headed to the Women's March in St. Paul.
Even though we're kind of non-traditional patriots, I think every person on this bus genuinely cares about the direction that our country's going. Not so much how it might benefit them or their investments, but I think, you know, we're looking at the big picture.
People of all ages, creeds, cultures, and colors took part in women's marches across the country Saturday. In Minnesota, they marched in Bemidji, Longville, Duluth, Mankato. My 12-year-old daughter and I had the opportunity to ride a bus from Bemidji down to St. Paul Saturday morning. We departed at 5 a.m., along with 41 other women and girls who were attending the march. We stopped in Brainerd and picked up four more. We all knew we were going to be attending something fairly profound, something of a worldwide movement. At the time, we didn't know how big of a movement it would be, but I took the time to ask women on the bus why they were marching. And it became clear to me that people were attending this event for all kinds of different reasons.
I'm Sue Hadland from Baxter, Minnesota. I am marching for a lot of reasons, but primarily today because of the importance of reproductive health care. And I'm involved with a grassroots group out of Brainerd called We Are Advocates for Reproductive Education. And we are in the process of starting a clinic in Brainerd. Planned Parenthood has been gone from Brainerd since 2011. We don't have a clinic that is available for young people and at-risk teens to access reproductive health care, and that's what we are doing.
My name is Amanda Beach, and I'm from Bemidji, Minnesota, and I am marching for domestic violence. Recently, I just read about another husband who had murdered his wife, and these women stick by them because they always say that they're going to change, but they're not changing, and they never will. And for a male to have power over a female like that, and for a female to feel helpless, and then they end up dead, I'm marching for those.
Jennifer Dunham. I am marching for my 9-year-old son and my 35-year-old daughter and the awareness of patriarchy and misogyny and ways that we can get rid of it, move beyond it.
What's your name?
Dominique Copus. I'm marching because I think a lot of people in this country are very fearful, and I think the only way we can really respond to that is with love and to make sure people know that they can be proud of themselves, and that if we want to make progress, we just have to know to work together. That's why I'm marching.
I think we'd like to share that the four of us worked for Head Start forever, so war on poverty has been not only our mission, but our occupation.
So we feel lucky to all be doing this together.
My name is Jessica Thoreau, and I'm marching because I believe in human rights, and I'm concerned that some of our human rights might be in jeopardy, so that's why I'm marching.
My name is Erin Schneider, and I'm marching for women's rights and just to protect everybody's right in the United States to be able to live free without the threat of violence.
You're Beverly?
I am. Erickson. I have two beautiful granddaughters, and I feel very strongly that women's rights are being challenged and possibly lost. I'm offended by the way Trump speaks. He is counter to everything I have done to raise my own family. And I believe that we really must stand up and stand up for the rights of all people. I really do.
Name and why you're marching.
Beth Wyeth. I am marching for my daughter and her daughters and men, my son. I think it's important that we show a solidarity.
Sonia Mortensen, and I am marching for myself and my daughters, just because forever I feel like we've just been silent, and it's just good to be with like-minded people and feel united in our community and in our state, our country, and the world.
I'm Laura Straw, and I'm marching because I believe that in order to affect change, people have to stand together, especially women, and that's why I'm here.
I'm Wendy Gullixrud. I'm marching for unity, for inclusiveness, and for love.
Colleen Bakken. I'm here because we need to have a face, we need to get together, we need to be public about it, we need to keep moving forward. And what the women's movement has always done and proven is that the strength is together doing it.
I'm here today because we can be visible, our voices can be heard, we can speak for not only women but all people who are disenfranchised and marginalized. And this is only the beginning. This is what comes next remains to be seen, but we all gain a lot of strength by joining together.
I'm Audrey Thayer. We are in an era that is changing, and it's desperately we need all of us to stand up, speak out, take action, and this is how we do it. Now, I would have loved to have stayed home. I would have loved to bake, cook today, but I had to be somewhere where I am doing that action. And I cannot forget the most important thing is water is life. We have to take care of the land to eat so it is no longer tainted for our food, and we must understand sustainable eating, and we have to protect the water. So I'm obviously believing as a water protector to be water is life.
And you are?
I'm Lori Halverson. You know, I couldn't imagine not being here either and marching with women. I think the rhetoric and the insults need a swift response.
Why are you girls marching?
Because all women have a voice and people need to know that.
My name is Susan Kedzie. I am concerned about the slippery slope of us losing our civil liberties. We need to be organized, we need to be engaged, we need to stay awake, and we need to connect with as many people as we can and find as many reasons to unite and let the people that want to continue to divide us work as hard as they can, but realize that we have more in common and more connections, and that's where we're going to find our strength. And I brought my daughter with, so
Olivia. Why are you marching? Why does this matter to you?
I realize that she really cares about the world that I'm going to grow up in, and I kind of worry about that too because I want to have my own kids, and you have to like worry about the world they're going to have even before they're born. And it's really disturbing that somebody who's so powerful and important could like say stuff like that and not have anybody do anything.
Cheryl Crone Miller. I march because women haven't had rights for that long, and I fear that our rights are going to be taken away from us.
The march was huge. Men, women, boys, girls, elderly people and babies, straight people, gay people, trans people, brown people, pale people, pink-haired people, blue-haired people, 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 everywhere. And they were all looking out for each other. All these people were uniting for all kinds of different purposes. Women's health, misogyny, patriarchy, equality, the election, Native rights, water rights, they all boil down to issues that impact humanity as a whole. Issues that impact people. 100,000 people walked down the street together. It was a long walk. It was a slow walk. It was a cold walk. It was raining. It was sloppy. It was slushy. And it was slippery. But it was happy. There were strangers talking. children sharing snacks, dogs in sweaters, people wearing ponchos, galoshes, and people wearing smiles, and hugging, and laughing, and chanting, communicating. Crocheted cat-eared hats of all shades of pink peppered the crowd, warming the heads of grandparents and babies, women, men, teenagers, even a statue. Above the heads bobbed signs, big and small. Their messages were many. Love your neighbor. Fight back. White supremacy has no place in the White House. We are all beautiful. Dignity for all. Love is love. Science is real. I'm not a sore loser. I'm a concerned citizen. I'm not overreacting. Hands off. Years of teaching, 5. Bears encountered, 0. We shall overcome. America is great. And there were tens of thousands more. A giant, white, human-manipulated dove floated above the crowd, spanning at least 40 feet. And it just gently floated along with us, wings lightly moving in response to the steps of the puppeteers below. A woman walked along singing opera. Cheerleaders were chanting. People were singing folk songs in small groups. There were drummers, there were dancers, and it was joyful. And once we all gathered around the Capitol building, there was a message from Amy Klobuchar. Ilhan Omar spoke. Betsy Cullum spoke. Peggy Flanagan talked about Native issues and Standing Rock. Speakers and musicians and the messages were all about taking action, standing up for the environment, for women, for equality, for civil liberties issues, and health care. And then it was over, and we all made our way back to the bus. We were cold, we were wet, but we were also changed. After we all settled in and warmed up and got something to eat, I started asking people how they felt after the march. The first woman I asked was Ann Campbell. It was Ann who had organized this busload of women to head down from Bemidji.
I'm feeling great. I'm exhausted, but it was such a good feeling to be among 100,000 women and men and children of like minds and love and peace, and it was just phenomenal. We are a huge, huge force. It was I've never been involved in something like that, that magnitude.
I have so much hope for this world. It's going to be okay.
I feel wonderful. Yeah, I do. You know, and I felt that life is not hopeless. There's a future, and they just need people our age to just nudge them a little bit. So when I found out about this bus, and I thought, I'm going. And then going today and seeing all those young people. I mean, we're the old guard, you know, and I certainly don't want to go in there and tell them what to do, because it's their future. But I saw that energy today that they will take it, and they need old guard like us to encourage them.
And going down today, I saw that there's a lot of determination, and I just don't see that that's going to stop.
I feel quite overwhelmed. In a very good way. I am kind of embarrassed to say that I've never gone to a march before. Very, very interesting, very empowering. We are kind of making history, and it feels like that today.
I found out today in 100,000 people, I was not scared. I was helped down snowy snowbank, warned about slippery ice. People took care of each other. I feel really warm and comforted that people will rise up. I learned about things we can do, real things that we can do to really make a difference. I've lived too many years being silent, thinking that my one voice doesn't matter.
I think when it first came up that Trump was going to start running, you know, you kind of hoped it was a joke. And when you realized it wasn't and you realized people supported him, there was always two quotes that remind me, there's nothing more fearful than ignorance in action. And this world would be a whole lot better place if people made the effort to be less horrible to one another. And I think after today and seeing how amazing and supportive and kind everyone was and how united they were, that we really do have a chance to make that happen.
I marched against Vietnam when I was a freshman at the U. This reminded me of that day. Coming down that hill and seeing that Capitol reminded me of back in the 60s when we were protesting Vietnam.
Today was everything I'd hoped it would be and more, much more. The march was peaceful and some had different top concerns based on their signs. Personally, I saw so many signs that expressed how I felt. I could only carry one sign. I had a sign that had kind of a nice message and then one that was a little more protesty. But my sign said, "Love is always the answer," which is a conclusion that I've come to in life. And so the other side of my sign said, "Super callous, racist, sexist, extra braggadocious," which only begins to describe our president.
I think it's really exhilarating.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that we came. There was a point at which I felt tired and then I got cold. And then I thought, you know, it would have been more comfortable to stay home and watch something on TV about it or, you know, read the news about it. But I'm so glad that we did the less comfortable thing and came to it. And I think that it's part of being a good citizen and showing up. It's like voting. You show up for important things, and a little discomfort is really not a big deal. It was such a wonderful day.
And I went today because I wanted to see that solidarity and be part of it, and I was thrilled to see it. Yay!
I believe that all women, men, and children are going to be affected by this, and we've made a statement, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Perspectives from the bus from Bemidji that headed to the Women's March in St. Paul, Minnesota. The voices you heard today ranged in age from single digits to the elderly. Powerful voices from good people. I'm grateful my daughter and I got to ride along on that bus and witness a moment in history. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.
Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.
Send us your comments. You can send an email, comments@kaxe.org. The Monday morning show.